certainly what we know from the many thousands of survivors that we've spoken to at NAIPAC is that most of them, and myself included, I'm a survivor of child abuse, don't talk about the crime until many years after the event. It's the unique nature of the crime that the victim often somehow feels guilty, they carry shame, they blame themselves, and we saw that in the women's interviews on the documentary last night, that they blame themselves, which of course they shouldn't. The responsibility belongs to the perpetrator. But it's been a problem for thousands of years, and one of the reasons it's been a problem is because we haven't tackled it with the kind of vigor that we should, and we've allowed it to go on. The trigger can be the death of a perpetrator. It can be having children that reach an age that you were when you were abused and the enormity of it hits you. It could be an encounter with your abuser many years later. There's all sorts of scenarios that will re-energize the memories and bring it back in a very, very painful way for the for the victims. When you have been abused, the abuse lives with you every single day, and until you get some serious help and support to move on, it can be extremely debilitating throughout your life.
For people who see the story that we're talking about, and then they realise that it's happened to them. Mm. There's that point of, there's two things happening. They feel the blame of not coming forward,
yes,
but also they feel the blame of not realising what was going on.
Exactly, because when abuse occurs, the child is a child. They may physically be fairly well developed as a young girl could be at 14 or 15, but psychologically they are still very much a child, and all the power rests with the abuser. As those women last night, I think, expressed very, very well, they didn't realize at the time just how wrong what was being done to them was allegedly being done. The symptoms, the consequences of abuse are well documented now. Most people's psychological problems, people who develop mental health problems particularly, is often, not always, but is more often than not, down to unresolved childhood trauma. Children encounter all sorts of minor traumas. They fall off bikes, they get bullied, there's things that happen. Even mum and dad might smack them a bit too hard and things like this. None of which is good news, but that ain't going to affect them for the rest of their life. But if your dad, your granddad, your uncle rapes you, that is likely to stay with you for the rest of your life. So we're talking about a very, very serious thing. And the, as I say, depression, low self-esteem, and I mean self-loathing, homelessness, prostitution. Most people involved in prostitution, you'll find that they've had a background of abuse. We visit people in prison. I mean, your common criminal, many of them are there because they got off to a bad start, and that was often linked to abuse. So it's a massive, massive social problem. And I thank God that we're talking about it now.